Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of April 2016, and this is the 338th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a very, very blustery, windy day today, and I have to say that I've spent almost all of it inside, apart from a couple of hours this morning. So it's one of those days that you want to be inside, and it's really interesting how much darker it suddenly seems to have become, although we haven't changed our clocks yet. We're changing them tonight, but already it's quite dark outside. I went for a walk with a friend last night, and for the first time we were really walking in the dark when we got home. So next week when we go for our walk, we will be walking for an hour in the dark. So the seasons have definitely changed, and I'm thinking a lot about the first quarter of this month. It seems to be a really timely moment to look back, and both because the seasons change and because it's 3 months since I started doing a bit of a plan for this year. When I look back at what I was planning, actually all I can find at the moment, I know I did more, but what I can find is the intentions, really, of how I wanted to feel about what I was doing rather than what I actually intended to do. And a lot of them were really about being in command of what I was doing, of being in command of my novel, in being in command of my decluttering, being in command of my income. So letting them happen rather than just hoping for the best, which has tended to be the way I've gone for too long. So I'm looking at those again, and early this morning I had a webinar on verbal to visual, and we were all comparing the ways to have an ideal, to organise an ideal workspace to encourage us to do the work that we have to do or that we want to do. And so in some ways that was about an imagined space because there isn't one already there, and other people were sharing the spaces that they have created for themselves. And it's certainly something I want to think about more. And I think perhaps this week of my sabbatical, this coming week, is going to be a good time to reassess my space and to reassess a few other things as well. It feels very strange to me to think that this is the last Moll Out Loud for a whole week. I realise that it anchors me in a nice way, and it will be odd for me, I think, for at least the first few days, not to have you out there listening to me and not having this commitment at this particular time in the afternoon. So we'll see how that goes. I think it is a really good idea to reassess at different times, and I do think that I need to step back from production in order to do that. I do hope that with your work, you too are able to take time off it from time to time in order to step back and see where you are from a different vantage point, if you like. We can become so involved in the doing that it's really hard sometimes to see the bigger picture or the longer view. That's certainly true for most angles of my life at the moment. I do hope that you have a really fantastic week, that If you're having time off, I hope that's a really good time for that. If you're having time away but not off, a time to look under the bonnet or fly above your work, then I wish you all the best with that as well. And if you're continuing with your daily work, I do hope that it comes along well and that you're able to be really engaged and in the flow with it. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday week, or talking to you at the very least.